As always, it's. I bet this guy's had his hands full today.
I bet he has too. We're checking in. We're going out west to Strasburg to the farm out in Emmons County, and it's.
Am I on?
You're on, Milo Hetzenbuehler.
Okay, now.
Now,
yes,
yeah,
now.
Can I talk now?
You can talk
sure
now.
Can.
Yes.
I was worried you had all those other things to say. Wouldn't it have been quicker just to read about the things that are open?
I think you got a point there. Maybe we should do that instead.
You guys got it again.
Oh, yeah.
With your weather? Did you lose a bet or something?
I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah.
I think
and,
so.
And Highway 13 is closed all the way out to the interstate from town?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is that, about a block and a half?
I wish it was.
Than that.
Yeah. It's about 10 miles.
You boys and your weather.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I tell you.
Now, what's...
I told you this cloud seeding would go wrong.
It's gone horribly bad.
Horribly wrong.
Oh, man.
What's happening over there at in Emmons County? You guys getting this too?
The wind is blowing like crazy.
Yeah.
We got some snow. It doesn't, I don't know how much. You can't measure it.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay in one spot. It's like a 3-year-old kid out there, you know. Snow. They have a lot in common, snow and 3-year-old kids.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they don't stick around. You got to clean up after them all the time. I was just shuffling the walk, and then Emma left. No breakfast for me.
No.
Gotta wait till she comes home. I don't know how to fix things. Yeah, in this weather and all, but she can't miss her regular class in town.
Her says. Class?
Her
what's
class.
Her? What's her class?
Yeah, her class.
Well, what is she? What kind of class is that?
Oh, we got a yoga instructor now. She's taking yoga.
Yoga.
Like she doesn't have enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's yoga instructor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a gal comes down from Linton once a week.
Oh, Linton, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Those people in Linton, they know. They think they know everything. They're such big city. Ay. See, this is what happens. It starts when you put a stop sign on Main Street. Next thing you know, they're one of those cosmopolitan areas.
Yeah, yeah. Next they'll get a blinking traffic light or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be the end of it then, I think. And we could secede from the county. Yeah, we got a yoga instructor now. Apparently, this is good for you.
Really?
Well, yeah. Emma wants to, what do they call it? She wants to develop extra flexibility.
Yeah, okay. Flexibility.
She has trouble bending over to get that big roaster out of the bottom shelf.
Well, this might help.
Yeah.
It might. You never know. There's a bunch of ladies in town with us taking it. This yoga instructor, she's pretty populous, too. I think she used to be a stewardess.
A stewardess, really?
Well, they don't call it the flight attendant.
Yeah.
One of those on the airlines?
Yeah.
Yeah, as Emma said, her first words were, please keep your knees in the upright and locked position. Yeah, but Emma wants to be flexible.
She wants to be flexible.
Work around the house. She doesn't want to get stiff and sore, you know.
Yeah.
So she's going to these things where they make you bend over backwards and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's all it's yoga for farmers is what it is.
Yoga for farmers.
Yeah, so I got to give the instructor, I got to give her credit because she adapts for her audience. Because you know we're not big city people down here.
Yeah. No.
You got town folk and you got farm folk, but even the town folk, they know the farm folk.
Sure.
So this is yoga for farmers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, she told me. Emma brought home a paper. Where was it? Here. Oh, here's the chart for how you stand.
Okay.
Or how you lay down. That sort of thing. Yeah. Let's see some of the positions. The busy windmill. The herd bull. I'd like to see that one. Yeah. The spray coop. You stick your arms out. I think real wide. The barn door, I think you do the splits for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and the crop insurance salesman, that's for balance, I think. No, but Emma's only been taking it for 3 weeks, and it's already, it's good results already.
Mm-hmm.
She came in from the chicken coop a couple days ago. She said she can now reach eggs she never could before. Even Ashley, by the way, they got no travel over there.
Yeah.
And they're just around the corner from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're right on the edge of it here.
Yeah, you're just on the very edge of it, yeah.
No travel in Ashley.
Yeah, no.
Not that they have anywhere to go down there. everybody's 90 years old. You know. You just stay home and talk about the way things used to be. That's what you do. I was up in the Bismarck again for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, tutoring one of my students who wants to be a rock star.
Ooh, okay.
I see, I've opened, I don't tell everybody about this, but I've opened, I can tell you over there because you folks in the Valley, you think good. I got the new sort of a private school.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Milo's Rockstar Academy.
Oh, nice.
Man, yeah,
nice.
What do you think?
I like that.
Very nice.
I'm training people to be rock stars.
Well, that's that. What a great way of giving back.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you speak about giving back. They talk about people giving back, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, giving back, they say. I was thinking, and it's usually rich people, they want to do that. You, but how about animals? That's what I was thinking.
Animals?
Well, there's plenty of rich animals out there. Benji, Lassie, that fish, Nemo.
Nemo?
Yeah. Do they give back?
No, they don't.
They don't.
That's what I was thinking.
Take
I
and take
about
and take,
that.
Yeah.
And I went in the store up there by the Bismarck.
Yeah.
Oh, I went up in the store. There's, I saw a thing in well, the pharmacy, drugstore.
Yeah.
I was waiting for my inscription to get filled out. And I, so I browsed the aisles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I saw a bottle of tablets there, and on the label said prenatal vitamins.
Prenatal vitamins.
Mm. How do they pull that off? I want to know. Some things just make you wonder.
Oh, yeah.
That's too much for me.
Yeah. So how's the training going in Bismarck? How's the student faring, adapting well?
Pretty well? Good. I got one novice up there.
Yeah.
I'm teaching him how to scowl.
To scowl?
To scowl.
Yeah.
Why?
To scowl.
Why?
Well, you have to have these looks on stage. You can't just act normal. But here's the thing about rock stars. You know about rock stars?
Yeah.
There's two things you have to have.
What's that?
Well, three things.
Three things.
Wardrobe.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't just walk up there looking like anything.
No.
Attitude. You got to have attitude.
Sure, yeah.
And then talent comes third.
A distant third.
A distant third.
Yeah, so I'm teaching him how to scowl. Plus, his assignment for next week is to grow his hair longer.
Grow his hair longer?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it pretty short?
Too short.
Okay.
All right.
Too short. You can still see his ears.
Can't have that.
No. Can't have
no,
that.
You can't. Short hair is good for wearing tractor caps, but it's bad for rock stars. That's why I grow mine so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma, she's rolled back the haircut schedule. Only once every 3 weeks now.
Whether you need it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, this time change has still got us, too.
Still bothering you?
Still bothering
you. Brother. Oh, brother. You know what I found out? And mm-hmm. I guess I knew this before, but I've been charting it. With the milk cows?
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep track of a lot of things. We have statistics about the milk cows. Because you got to make sure they pull their weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they're not doing what they should.
Yeah.
And we replace them, ship them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I got to have cows. Mm-hmm. And then here's what I found with the time change. Because in effect, we're milking an hour earlier now.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
You know, they lost an hour of production, my cows.
Yes, mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah.
So the udders are not, the milkings are taut.
Yes,
they're
yes, yes,
taut.
Yes.
They're not quite full, you know what I mean?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, well, I guess I got to allow for that while they adjust. So in the milking part, I put in an express lane. 20 squirts or less.
Oh, man. You know,
this is all goofed up.
Yeah.
It's tough enough on old people, too. That time change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they naturally sleep less, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. The older you get, the less sleep you need.
Really?
I guess at some point you've had enough sleep.
Well, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just say, should I go to bed? No, I slept in my 20s. Yeah, things like that. Oh, and this weather. Well, it's bad, but there's some good spots to it, too.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
Tell me some good spots.
Yeah, we need some good spots.
Well, here's one advantage of weather. And I know you boys aren't enjoying this, and you can't see anything outside. You got to shuffle and be careful and bundle up. But here's the thing. I got a couple of cows that like to wander. You know, they get out of the fence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I put a stop to it.
How's that?
Oh, the last 6 weeks, I go out to the pasture in the morning, and I read them the Richland County Road Report. They haven't been going anywhere.
I'm sure not.
It takes care of that.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, at least there's something good to find out of this then.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I got prepper. I'm getting ready to go over the border again, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I got a rock tour coming up to Manitoba again.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, and that's the place where all the snow has begun, because it's Canada.
That's where it all starts.
That's where it all seems to start.
And it streams down right by you boys.
Now, when are you going up there?
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. So I got to drive as soon as I finish my chores. Up I go. And then I already put my password in my wallet.
Yeah, good thing.
Good.
You don't dare go over there without your password.
No, you don't.
That's true.
Yeah, and I'm getting things ready. I've been going around town to the businesses asking if they got any Canadian coins in direction. So I trade them off. Yeah, I already got a list of things that people want me to buy them up there.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they
Canadian
asking
gas.
For?
They want me to bring them back Canadian gas.
Yeah.
Because their gallons are bigger than ours.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they figure they're going to make some money on this. You know, pay for a gallon, get more than a gallon.
Yeah.
Very nice.
See, we're no dummies down here.
Very nice, yeah.
We know about these things. That'll be exciting. I'm going to drive up through the Bismarck and then through the Minot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somebody told me to go to this one restaurant up there. I think both towns have one. Oliver's Garden, I think it's called.
Oliver's Garden.
Yeah, they said they make noodles.
They do make noodles.
I might have heard of that before.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That should be a good place.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was looking at your website, farmboymusic.com. It looks a little different now.
Oh, yeah. Just had to redesign, my guy.
Yeah.
My guy. You know that, what do they call that, computer language? Yeah, my guy learned some new words in computer language,
good.
So he put them on my website.
And good.
It's different now. The picture, my pictures of me, they shoot up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he did some revamping.
Yeah, I see.
So
there's
drive by my website and take a look. There.
There's some nice picture. There's a picture of you and Emma here, I see. And
oh, yeah, that's my bride.
Yeah.
Yeah, my awful wedded wife. I don't know what I'd do without her. But I'm finding out this morning because she's over at yoga.
Yeah, she's over there.
I hope she comes home. I'm hungry. Yeah, but I want you people to know, go by my website. You know, I don't always have time to sing songs on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because there's so much news to cover.
Yeah.
But especially my album, my second album, Going Back for Seconds, Milo mm-hmm. Hudson Beeler.
Yes,
Going Back for Seconds.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of me with a bib on the cover. There's a medley on there. It's my journey into the fantasy world of what it would be like if all the radio stations played only my music.
I think that's a great thing,
yeah,
if that could ever
that's
happen.
That's a great thing. Yeah, you bet. I got my hard rock song Propane on there. You know that one?
Yes,
I know that one.
If you want to heat right, you've got to use it at night. Propane. Yeah. And that's when he used that scowl I talked about.
Attitude.
And I got folk songs on there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you take the paved road and I'll take the dirt road and I'll get to Strasbourg before. Yeah. Lots of good things. And I got a lounge, you know, old time lounge song. It was before there was rock music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one of those on there. My big song, All the Hay.
All the Hay.
All the Hay.
You know that one?
I don't know that one. What?
When the cows are eating, it's no good if they are eating all the hay. In the barn or pasture, you are headed for disaster. All the hay. It's a great song. Yeah, so what I did was I made a whole bunch of songs with variety.
Yes, you did.
Know, and then it's like if you listen to every radio station on the dial, and they only played Milo songs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
But the old-time station is Milo, old-time Milo, and then the rock station, that's rock Milo, and then there's easy listening Milo, all those things. Yeah. See, there's many different me's.
There's so many different sides of you.
Yeah.
I have big shoes to fill. I can fill them all.
So you can go to farmboymusic.com. And you can also get the music. You can also buy albums over at Wappen and Drug and Gift right here in town.
Don't forget. And my album, Going Back for Seconds, that's over there, too. So if you want to get that, then hear that medley for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the good thing about medleys are good for people with short memories because I don't do the whole song. Yeah, so head over to Wobbin and Drunken Gift or my website, farmboymusic.com. They're both great spots, yeah.
They are.
They are.
They really are.
Stuff.
I hope you boys get over your weather.
Yeah,
I hope so, too.
Soon,
you know, spring's on the way, and after spring gets here, then there's only about a month more of this.
That's exactly right. He's 100% right there.
Right on the money.
Farmboymusic.com. Go there for everything Milo, as we mentioned. Or you can go over to Wapton Drug and Gift and get those albums. The Milo medley. All Milo all the time.
All Milo all the time. 24/7 Milo.
I want that radio station. Yeah.